opening the scriptures. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 1 to 7. I'm going to read Joshua chapter number 1 and verse 1 through verse 7. You can take from the King James's version. Are you there? Joshua chapter 1. And now, can you join me as we all read together loud? Let's go. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Louder, please. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given you unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great river towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. Precious, merciful Father, bring your word to us with grace and simplicity. I ask that you anoint my tongue like a pen in the hand of a ready writer to declare your word with pellucidness. Have your way, O God, and bless us today. And the people of God say, Amen. My topic, as the Lord laid in my heart, is courage to fulfill purpose. Courage to fulfill purpose. Except that maybe Pastor Fola will give me 5 more extra minutes. But the little I'm able to say, you just have to grab something. Please, first and foremost, I'm not here to entertain you. The words that I'm going to speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. All my days of ministry, I'm not called into jesting or comedian or entertainment. If you're here and you don't pick something, then something is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with God. Purpose is the reason why you are born. Don't forget, my focus will be the courage aspect of it. I will start by reminding you that we are all here for a purpose. The reason why you are the only man in that family, God understands. The reason why you are the only surviving lady in that home, God understands. You are not just brought here to live life lavishly and forget about God. You are here for a purpose. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8b. The Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of Satan. So Jesus was here for a purpose. If you have forgotten, you are here for a purpose. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible says, to everything there is a time and a season and a purpose. The moment you lose purpose, then you are gone. Purpose is the reason for which you're born. If you have all the money, you have all the dollars, you have all the pound sterling, and you are successful, but you didn't do what God designed you to do, you are a failure. So we are all here for a purpose. In Romans chapter 8 verse 19, the scripture says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. You are God's creature. Your family is waiting. Your friends are waiting. The community is waiting. The earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. You are sons of God. You are supposed to manifest. They are waiting for you to manifest. There is something in the inside of you that you should manifest. And if you don't manifest, if you fail, there are people who will fail as well because of your failure. If you miss it in life, some of members of your family will miss it. If you don't get it right in life, some of your siblings will never get it right. For the earnest expectation of the righteous waited for the manifestation. So I won't have time to go into that, but my question is, when will you manifest? What are you already manifesting? You know, some people are manifesting drugs and nonsense. When will you manifest? Because Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me now, for the night cometh. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me now while it is day. The day is not about 12 noon or 12 midnight. While it is day, for the night cometh when no man can walk. By the time you are 80 years old, that's when you are hearing the call of God. Where is the strength? Now is the time to walk. So I'm still talking about purpose. So you have a purpose to fulfill. I must walk the walks. It's not advice. It's not counseling. It's a matter of necessity. I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can walk. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. He says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I already knew thee and ordained thee to be a prophet to the nations. So if he goes to join politics, he's wasting his time. Because the very purpose for which he was made was to be a prophet to the nations. So you must understand your purpose. So my question to you is, what is your purpose? When are you going to manifest that purpose? If you lose your purpose, then you are not living. There is a difference between existing and living. When you fulfill purpose, you are living. When purpose is not fulfilled in you, with you, through you, then you are existing. You just wake up in the morning, look for shawarma to eat, and then go and sleep. That's not the reason. There is a purpose. Some people's victory are connected to your victory. You win, they win. You get down, they are down. So you got to wake up and fulfill that purpose. Some people count years, and some people's year count. You know, oh, I'm 50 years today. You are just counting. You know, sometimes people just say, oh, God added to my year today 50. The truth is that he reduced. So each time you are rejoicing, God added one more year. He's actually reducing. He actually reduced 1 year. So you have no time. What's your purpose? Just stop counting years. I'm 30 years old today. I'm 40 years old today. I'm 50 years old today. Let your years count. Jesus spent only 33 years. 33 and a half years. Look at all we are reading about him. And then there was one man. What is his name now? I just eluded my memory. Methuselah. He lived for 969 years. Only one verse of the scripture. 969 years. We read in the scripture that sons and daughters were born unto him. If he gets to Jebude, he marries one. If he gets to Abeokuta, he marries one. If he gets to Pakistan, he marries. So he was just marrying and having children. Not one name of the children are mentioned in the Bible. He lived 900. So there are some people who count years, and there are some people whose years count. Which one is going to be your own? But let me leave that. You must just get your purpose right. But the place I'm going to is courage to fulfill purpose. There are many promises God has given you. There are many things that God has spoken. There are many words he has declared. But they are not going to come easy. They are not going to come cheap. No free meal in Freetown. You will pay for it. All all the dreams, all the aspirations, all some of the things that God has whispered into your ears in a night vision, in dreams. You'll be great, you'll be this, you'll be that. Fine, they are not going to come cheap. God said to Joshua, where we read our opening text, he said, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead, therefore arise. Joshua didn't even know that Moses was dead. It took God to go announce to Joshua, do you know my servant Moses is dead? Okay, now arise. It's your turn. It's your turn. Arise. Take these people and lead them to the promised land. I will be with you. I will help you. I will sustain you. I will defend you. Then in verse 3, he said, whosoever the soul of your foot shall, that have I given you. Now let me explain that. What it actually means is anywhere you are, nobody shall be able to defeat you. So it's not that you rent somebody's house and you begin to claim it. Wherever the soul of my feet shall touch, you are a liar. Go and walk. Go and labor. You don't just claim things like that. So don't turn the Bible upside down. Whichsoever the soul of your feet shall tread, that have I given unto you. No man shall be able to stand before you. It means, it's not saying that they won't challenge you, because the truth is that no man lives unchallenged. Moses was challenged in Numbers 16 when the 250 priests came. Daniel was challenged. Jesus was challenged many times by the Pharisees. Why do your disciples eat without washing their hands? Why do they pluck corn on a Sabbath day? He was accused. No man lives unopposed. So don't think that because a word has gone forward, you'll be great, you'll be this, nobody will challenge you. You are joking. So he said to him, arise and go. Then when you get to verse 5, another wonderful promise. There shall be no man that shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I feel like God was talking to Joshua and said, Joshua, sir, were you there when Moses stretched the rod to divide the Red Sea? Were you there? He said, yes. Did you see how the Red Sea parted? He said, yes. The same thing as I was with him, I will do for you. Oh, were you there when he touched the rock and water came? He said, yes. The same thing as I was with Moses. All the things you saw Moses did, I will also be with you. So, fantastic, wonderful promises came. And I like that. But you know what? Getting to verse 6, he said, only be thou courageous. So if God has given those fantastic promises, why do we need courage? Oh, you think, oh, since God has spoken, there shall be no man that shall be able to stand before us all the days of our lives, whosoever the soul of our feet shall touch, then why do we need courage? Because when you get to where you'll be afraid, like our Yoruba people say, when you get to the place of trouble and challenge, you will shake. So you need courage. Brothers and sisters, courage is what you need to navigate. Courage is what you need to move on, because you'll be confronted. Let me say this to you. As Joshua will be leading the people, it's like just where that basket is the promise. And this is the only road to that place. But on the way, they were going to meet the Jebusites, the Perizzites, the Hittites, the Canaanites, the Amalekites, the most dangerous nations on earth, the most terrible countries. They were going to meet them on the way. And he was saying to them, just be courageous. Now, when God tells you be courageous, and he tells you go this way, like he said to Joshua, the moment you stand, the moment you rise, the moment you keep going, the fight is no more your fight. The fight becomes God's fight. That's what makes the difference.
And when you are in a place where God didn't put you, you've got to do the fight by yourself. When you go to do what God has not called you to do, you have got to fight the fight by yourself. But when he said to you, arise, go here, and you go, then if anyone confronts you, the fight is not your fight. It becomes the Lord's fight. God said to Jehoshaphat, he said, don't bother yourself. This battle is not your battle. It's my battle. And this guy, with all the military prowess and all the things he had, threatened everyone, threatened. And of course, it was true. He had destroyed very many nations. But Hezekiah went to God. He said, don't worry. This fight is not your fight. You will not fight in this battle. And then the next day, God said, move down to that valley. But you said I was not going to fight. Why did you say I should move down? The next instruction, move down by the valley of so-and-so, and you meet the soldiers of, what is it called now? Ammonites. You will see them there. Go and meet them there. But you said, I need not to fight in this battle. What God wants from us most time is our obedience. And they got up. And by the time Jehoshaphat and his people got there, they met dead bodies. Dead bodies. What am I saying? It's not going to come cheap. You need courage. Courage is needed. Twice we read there. Verse 6 says, Joshua 1:6, be thou courageous. Then it gets over verse 7. It was repeated, only be thou courageous. Because sometimes you will be faced with some circumstances beyond your strength, beyond your wisdom. And let me say this fact to you. Most of the times, our enemies are stronger than us. They are always more than us in number, in strength, in strategy, in wisdom. Did you know that some people were fasting, that some apostles should die in the New Testament? They declared a fast. And bro, you are eating shawarma. When your enemies declare a fast, that's where you go and flange up. Even your enemies declared a fast. Tap your neighbor, say, stop sleeping. Your enemies are fasting. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Only be thou courageous. Let me say, the reason why God wants you to have courage is sometimes on the way, in the process of destiny being fulfilled, you will see attackers. You will see opposition. And they seem to be stronger. They seem to be more prepared. And here you are, you're so weak, you don't even know what to do next. But you know what? Let me say this. The things that you are afraid of is also afraid of you. Sometimes when you suddenly see a snake in your company, you know, most of the time, do you know the snake too runs? As he sees you, he's afraid too. The things that you're afraid of, he's also afraid of you. So you will have to take courage and get a stick and hit the snake on the head. God will not go and get you a stick. You look for a stick. You have to bang the snake. If you go back to Genesis, it says, it will bruise your feet, you will bruise his head. So you look for a stick. As a matter of fact, when you see a snake, that's not the time to speak in tongues. You get a nice stick and bruise. Why bruising? You can now speak in tongues. So you need courage. Courage navigates you to getting the promise fulfilled. The Amalekites, the Jebusites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the most deadliest nations, we are on the path of destiny. We are on the path of Joshua. But God told him, be courageous. I want to charge you this hour. Be courageous. There is something great ahead of you, but be courageous. There is something marvelous ahead of you, but be courageous. There is something magnificent prepared for you. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. There is something great prepared for you. There is a glory prepared for you. There is a blessing prepared for you. There is a height prepared for you. But you've got to be courageous. It's not going to come cheap. Even right in your own home, even right amongst your family, it's not going to come cheap. Don't forget, it was in the family of Joseph that his coat of many colors was torn. So it's not going to come cheap. But you must be courageous. Courage to declare that I'm going there, no matter what happens. But if you look at the Canaanites, you look on God. For as long as Peter was looking at Jesus, he walked upon the waters. The moment he looked aside and turned aside to what friends we say, and he turned aside to see what CNN is saying, what BBC is saying, what Al Jazeera is saying, he began to sink. Where you get your inspiration is TikTok. You sink. When you get your inspiration on Facebook at 24 hours, your Facebook, you just see a woman who says, oh, come and look at me here, I'm doing fine. But behind that fire is cancer. Don't get your inspiration. Get it from God. Get it from the source of life. He says, the flesh profit nothing, but the spirit gives life. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit. Yeah, they are life. Where you get your inspiration are celebrities. Who are they? Don't get your inspiration from celebrities. Get it from God. He is the life. He is the way. He is the truth. Nothing more. He that has Christ has life. He that had no Christ has no life. Get your inspiration from God. That's where you get a source of courage. And when that life comes into you, you care less what's on the way. You only follow what God is saying. You only go where God is saying you to go. But when you make the things of this world your source of inspiration, you keep going down. Peter was going down, and then suddenly he cried, Jesus! As soon as he turned back to Jesus, he was stabilized. Where are you looking today? Who are you watching? Who do you make your inspiration? Davido, Tonto Dike, you are lost already. You are lost. Make Jesus, the Son of the Living God, your inspiration. Make him your life. Make him your source. When you are down, he lifts you. When you are falling, he carries you. But when you make those jargons your inspiration, you go nowhere. I think my time is up. Please help me. I can't remember what. Oh. It was necessary for Joshua to be courageous. He sent 12 spies to go and spy the land. And when they came, 10 said, oh, that land is full of milk and honey. Come and see the plants. Come and see the Jews. Come and see this. Come and see that. But you know what? The giants are there. These are there. So and so is on the north. This one is on the Hittites are on the left side. On the north side. This one. And above all, the Amalekites. They live in the center. They are giants. We cannot possess the land. You know what? We are like grasshoppers. That's our mentality. We see our enemies as giants. Why we see ourselves as grasshoppers? It will take courage to erase grasshopper from your memory. When in your office, you see that lady as a giant. You cannot see him as a grass. He should be the grasshopper. Yes. Change your mentality with the word of God, with the word of life, with the word of strength, with the word of grace, so that as he equips you day. You know why you need the word of God? The Bible says in Hebrews 6, and I think verse 12, it says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of souls and of spirits and of joints and of marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God is quick. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Psalm 119 verse 30, the entrance of your word give a light and understanding to the simple. Psalm 119 verse 11, your word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. Psalm 119 verse 89, he has given us the word. The word is powerful. So when you equip yourself with the word, you derive courage. Courage will stabilize you. Courage will help you to confront even things that are giant, more giant than you. Let me close here. I'll just give you three words. If you can explain, fine. If I cannot. Why do you need courage? Number one, you need courage to stand. Write it down. Courage to stand. Just three things I will give you. You say, haven't stand. Stand. In Ephesians 6, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, it's all there. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. In the day you are confronted in that office, in that business, you stand. We need courage to stand. We saw that in the life of Daniel. Is it true that you refuse to bow to the graven image that I have put? Everybody bowed. Everyone bowed. And these three guys stood in the midst of the crowd. And the king said, is it true that you... Okay, I give you one more chance. You either bow or burn. And Daniel said, I respect that guy. Daniel said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't even put king. Oh, Sunak. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar. I'm not mindful to answer you on this matter. I'm not going to bow. The God whom I serve will rescue me from your hand. And if you choose not to, I will still not bow. Courage to stand. Number two, courage to fight. You will find that exhibited in the life of David. All the children, all the army of Israel, we are shaking at the valley of Elah. All the army of Israel with their AK-47 plus AK-49, all of them we are shaking. The Philistines were on one side, the Israelites at the valley of Elah. And for 40 days, 40 nights, one stupid man came and harassed all of them. Nobody! And then one young boy by the name Davido. One small boy, maybe the age of 14, between 12 and 15, only came to drop food. And at that time, that same giant came. Choose among you. You know, he's been harassing them for 40 days. See, the king was there. The chief of army staff, navy, whatever, Air Force commander, they were all there shaking 40 days. And this boy came, nothing in his head. And that time, this guy came, choose. If I win you, you'll be our slaves. If we win you, you know, that was the deal. If we defeat you, all of you will be our slave. If you defeat me, we'll be your slave. So he did it in the eyes of David. And David came. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You know what that means? You know what that means? This guy knew. Oh, what that means is that, what's this man saying to us? We have covenant. He's not a covenant child. That's what he's saying. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he will defile us? I'm going for him. And he picked five stones. Oh my God. Does that make sense? They told him, before your father was born, this man has been fighting. You are now picking five stones. He just picked five stones. See, when you become courageous in the Lord, the fight is no more your fight. It becomes God's fight. He took, and that one said, I will. And David said, I will cut off your head. With what? Nothing in his hands. Then he took the stone. And the God of Zion took that stone and was controlling it. And the only space left, and the one went down. And David ran and took his own sword and cut off his head. That's why the Bible says the sword of Goliath killed Goliath. The sword of Saul killed Saul. Only courage can help you win. Not English. Not Queen's English. When you see trouble,
you know, I'm just here to, God can't solve anything.
You need the hand of God. You need the power of God. Number three. And that's how David won. Number three. Courage to possess. And I'm rounding it off here. Thank you. I couldn't place the times properly. It was changing. So got me confused. Okay, it's counting down. Okay. Courage to possess. There are things lined up for you that is yours. God said, I will give you that land, the land of the land of this, the land of that. Do you think you will just go there and they will vacate for you? That position in your office that God has promised you 6 years ago in the dream, you saw yourself sitting there. You think that man will just vacate for you? You think that woman will just vacate for you? You have a lot of possessed people. A lot of demonized people. You think they will just vacate? One day, I entered a shop in London. It's almost 4 or 5 years. And I wanted to buy some stuff. Then I entered that shop. And I saw 3 women. As I entered, I sensed that these ladies were occultic and demonic. I sensed it. You will see some of these things they put on their forehead and things like that. I saw it. Then I got inside and trying to see the things I wanted to buy. Then one left that seat of the receptionist where you do your payment and rushed to me. And she was shaking and shivering. So he said, are you a pastor? I was looking at her. I never knew her from Adam. I didn't say anything. So how did she know? Demons say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? So I asked her, why are you asking? She now said, the moment you came in, the atmosphere changed. That's what we should be. That's what you should carry. You are walking with possessed people. You are walking with demonized people. And then here you are sleeping. I'm not saying physical sleep, in the spirit. Activate yourself. Be courageous. Get engaged in the things of God. Get yourself engaged in the service of God. Take your children along. Don't leave them behind. Show them the way of life. Be courageous. When you become courageous, it will be easy for you to possess. They said we are like grasshoppers. We cannot. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Don't say I cannot. I cannot. I cannot. I cannot. Don't say that. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can possess it. I can have it by the grace of God. Not in a greedy manner, but as ordained of the Lord. As allocated of the Lord. If God says, I have given you, he has given you. But don't think that because God has spoken, those people will just vacate easily. You've got to engage in prayer. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. Stand up on your feet. for the weapons of our warfare. Don't engage in carnal things. Your weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the what? To the pulling down. You have strongholds around you in that office, but don't engage in the physical. Oh, I will deal with you. Don't even say a word. Until God tells me, don't say a word. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity the obedience of Christ. This morning, I want to call you forward. You're already down. You're already on ground zero. You don't even know anymore if you're a Christian. You are just barely struggling to. You need courage. You need a refilling. You need it. You don't deceive yourself. If I need it, I will join you myself. And I'm going to pray with you. You need courage. Let me tell you, I have fought many battles in life. I have fought many battles, but I've not lost one. It's not easy, but I've not lost one. Back home, they are hearing me. I have fought. I have confronted. If I tell you the things I confront physically, but for the grace of God. And each time I confront, I win. I get more stronger. I have once confronted armed robbers. Five armed robbers holding AK-47 surrounded me. I said, Lord, what is going to happen in here? What is going to happen here today? And the Lord said, you will take the word of God to the nations of the earth. I'm talking about 22 years ago. You will take my word to the nations of the earth, and you have not even started. No man can kill you. And I turned to them. God said, I should tell you, you cannot kill me. You don't even argue with a gun, even if it's a toy. It was when I got home, and they did not, they just left and went. It was when I got home, I started sweating. It was when I got home. You need courage in some things. You need courage. I will take this song, you come out, and I pray, and I drop the microphone. You know you are down. Some of you are ground zero. When it comes to prayer, ground zero. When it comes to time with God and reading, ground zero. When it comes to faith in your heart, you have lost it. But it's going to come on you by the grace of God, including me, because I'm not where I'm supposed to be.